We're up to page 30. Okay. So basically, developed the idea based upon the Mechaber Kuvav Sif Aleph that some chaticha started off with flavor of Isser, and then it was cooked in another pot where the flavor spread around. So whatever. So in the 60 together with the chaticha in the next pot, so the pot is mutter because it has 60. You pull the chaticha out of the pot. Presumably, at this point, it is 60 because the flavor had spread around in the whole pot. So in the chaticha, there's no more flavor, presumably. Still, the Mechaber says the chaticha is aser because his sheet is that in that first miniature tarovas of chaticha with flavor, since at the beginning of that tarovas the bittel was not there because it was flavor, now as things worked out, the flavor has disappeared, but there is some trace elements, less than more than 60 left in the piece for sure. So there's no bittel at the end of the tarovas. You can't be mad at that chaticha. Okay, because it's the same tarovas, the chaticha with the remnants of flavor, which was the original tarovas, which was us, so now that the flavor has gone down, it doesn't change the rule that the bittel wasn't there and the bittel never takes place. Okay. However, in our sim in Sadiq Tess, there is a bittel in the later stages, because it says that if something also fell into a pot and only had 30, so there's no bittel. It's an Issa D'Rabbanan, you can add another 30 and be mevatel it. Or if someone did it shogeg, it's mutter for other people, and so on and so forth. So there seems to be that there is a possibility of something which was aser, 1 in 30, and then it goes up to 1 in 60, becomes mutter. It's there. How can there be a bittel in the later stage of the tarovas? So you have to say, because adding new elements to it, not just reducing amounts of elements, but adding something new, but another 30 comes in. So when you add new elements, you're creating a new tarovas. So the new tarovas, there's a bittel. Okay, that's what we learned yesterday. Okay, now on page 30, he pursues this notion. So ach l'chora adayin tzorchim, there's still a problem. Why? The Mavua B'Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kof Sif Aleph, Simen Kof Aleph Sif Aleph. Okay, we'll get to it pretty soon. The barrier of a chaticha where the scabda for the bella flow bottle. You have something which is called a creature. A certain kind of creature becomes also with its inception. Let's say an insect. Okay? Or something which is very fit to be served in a very fancy dinner, like a good rib steak. Then says, I fill a bella for a bottle. These things, the Rabbanan made a gezeira, they're never bottled. So they get mixed in among a bunch of things. I fill a bella for a bottle. Simon Kufal of Sidra Pasig Machaber, the Lord will bottle and the doctor will bottle Shlemim. These things are not bottled while they still have the original full shape. They're in the original shape intact, complete in their original shape. So let's say it's an insect. The insect is not chopped up, it's in there someplace. Or the rib steak. It's never ground up. It's still in the mixture with other rib steaks. Aval, he says, im nechtecho in the svastku v'nevetzos na'arev, after the mixture took place, and they're not bottled because they're complete, then they were they were cut or they were ground up so that they lose their original shape. At this point, they've lost their chashivus, they've lost their special worth, because they don't look the way they used to at the beginning. They were ground up, etc. Azai chal behem bittel, then you can say they will be bittel. Even though they were ground up after the tarovas with the head that took place. So we have like a two-stage tarovas. First, there's a mixture with a chaticha roilas kabed, rib steaks, no bittel. Then you grind it up to make chap meat out of it, all the steaks together. Now all of a sudden there is bittel. Muchach. So the question is, how can this work? You usually don't have a bittel unless it's the beginning of a tarovus, not at the end. So in this case, it seems to be something is changing midstream. There's a tarovus, something in there which is aser, like this barrier, this living ant, or a chaticha, or the scabbard, a rib steak. And if you grind it up, it becomes bittel. Either tarovus originally had no bittel, so there's bittel at the end of the tarovus. So, okay, there are two answers here. One answer is a little bit time to us to explain it. So let's just turn the page for a short answer. One second. And we'll come back to the first answer. Let's look at the rough second answer. Page 31. Page 31 on top, he has a very simple short answer. Oh, yes, Shlomo, second answer. We'll see the first answer later. That a barrier, the dove, a royal escape, these two kinds of things, this creature, or something which is a very nice thing that you honor people at a dinner, low butley, they're not butle. Neshachal din, the lek of bahen, I changed the words a little bit. Neshachal din, the lek of bahen, chaloshem tarovet. The din is that when you have such a nice piece, tray rib steak, with kosher rib steaks, we say, it's such a nice piece of meat in there, it's not mixed with anything. It's the Rabbanan made a gezeira as if you see it. So it's not in a tarovus. Klomar, in other words, Sha'al Pidin, according to the din of the Rabbanan, of course, Ein Beri v'chaticha v'ol eskabed mis'abim beheta. It's not considered that they mix it all. El nechshav kilu hein nikarim v'amdim b'fnei atzmim, as if you see them by themselves. Now that you grind everything up, that's why you have a din bittel, because you have a new tarovus. When I grind up my rib steaks and create chop meat, I'm creating a new tarovus, not the old tarovus changes form. There was never a tarovus in the first place. A chaticha roilas kabeh is not in a tarovus. It's considered to be a standalone item. So it's not in a mixture b'chlap. Now you grind everything up, you've created a mixture. Now I can have a bittel. The bittel is taking place at the beginning of a tarovus, not at the end of a tarovus. Okay, so that's one very simple solution to this problem. Okay, let's go back to page 30, and let's see his first answer, which is a more complicated solution. So let me give you a little background before we read the answer on page 30. Okay. First of all, when we're talking about a barrier, or chicha roilas kabeh, a rib steak, let's say, between other rib steaks, we're talking about a tarovus of yavesh v'yavesh. This is called pieces mixed with pieces. We're not talking about blia, which is the regular tarovus of 90% of the Shulchan Aruch is talking about absorbing flavors in pots. You know, items get cooked together and flavors spread around. We're talking about a different story, yavish b'yavish. One piece, not kosher, mixes with two pieces, which are kosher. There's no belia, there's no transfer of flavor at all. It's just that there's confusion, what's what. We don't know how to identify the three pieces called Yavish B'Yavish. That's also a loch of Taroves. And there, surprisingly enough, if it's one, if there's two kosher and one not kosher, and it's min b'mino, right? They're all the same kind of meat, let's say. So then, one and two is batel. So there you don't need 60. Just a simple majority. Two pieces to one, 30 pieces of kosher to 29, not kosher. It's amazing that you're allowed to eat that, because the majority is kosher. I'm allowed to eat all the pieces. Okay, now, this is called Yavish B'Yavish. It's a special kula, heter of rov. Just a majority of one is sufficient for the bittul. It's a min b'mino. Okay, now, how does this work? There's a machlokas, this is what you have to know, that there's a machlokas between the Rosh and the Rashba, how this thing works. The Rosh and the Rashba are arguing, in a Yavish B'Yavish, Taroves, can one person, let's say three pieces, two kosher steaks and one not kosher steak. But we don't know what's what, it's got mixed up. So if it's two out of three kosher, it's okay. The Rosh says, okay, it's okay, it means there's bittul. I can literally take the three steaks and eat them at the same time. One person can eat all three steaks. He can take a piece of the two steaks and a piece of the third steak, put them all into his mouth, and eat them at the same time. He puts them in a sandwich and eats them all at the same time. It's fine. No problem. It's batel. The trade steak is batel. That one piece is not kosher, it's batel. And the two batel means completely mutter. You can eat it bevas achas. You can eat everything at the same time. That's the Rosh. The Rashba says, no, I don't think that this is a regular bittul, let's say in a taroves, of lach, b'lach, or b'chaticha. They eat everything, there's no question. In the path of I was 60 to 1, I eat everything at the same time. I don't have to worry about anything. But here he says, if it's Yavish B'Yavish, 2 to 1, it's not 60 to 1, it's only a 2 to 1. So really, if you eat all three at the same time, you can't do that. What you can do is you eat one piece by itself. Now, when you eat that one piece by itself, since there are two chances out of three that I'm eating kosher, so we have a rule, achri rabim lahatos, you can assume that you got the kosher piece.
So it's like within each, meaning if you have all three together, you know you're having non-kosher in that bite, but if you're having it all separately, within each bite, there's a
rove, which is creating birur. Birur means that there's some kind of clarification.
There's an idea that it could be kosher, and that the rove is kosher.
Right.
That's interesting.
That's how it makes it work, the Rashba.
That's the Rashba. The Rosh says you could just eat it whenever, like, if you have three, it's like, it becomes... whole thing is
bittul
and it's kosher.
Right. The Rashba says, no, there's still something in there not kosher, but what the Torah is letting you do is take a risk, giving you a license, a heter, to follow the majority. So each time you eat something, you're saying, I'm eating the one kosher piece. Now, he even lets you eat the three pieces, one after the other, because each time... you have this license to eat it because I'm going after the majority. So it turns out at the end you did eat, at the end of the day, all three pieces, but because you ate them one at a time and each time you had the license to say this is from the majority kosher group, and that gives you the heter to eat one of them, everyone that in its own time, one at a time. So the two different concepts, the Rosh concept of bittul, there's a plain matir, the Yisad switches to heter, so I can just eat it with everything together. And the Rashba says, there is a heter, but the heter has to work through taking this, what they call educated guess. I'm taking an educated guess each time that basaro, I'm following the majority, which is a bira, which is clarifying that what I'm eating is the kosher piece, because it's two out of three are kosher, so it's educated risk-taking, which the Torah allows. The Torah does allow to go basaro, to follow the majority and take a risk, and I have a license to do it, and I can do it one at a time. I wind up eating all three, but not at the same time.
I would think that you could, I guess, from an educated standpoint, just take two, because with the Rashba's
law... Oh, take two out of three.
Take two out of three. You could guess which two, but take two.
Right, that would probably also be okay.
Well...
That would probably be okay also according to
the Rashba. Yeah, of course that would be okay, but like I would think that would be the Rashba. Meaning if the Rashba's logic is that...
Right, if you're doing an educated risk
taking. You're educated, it's like...
So you take two out of three.
You can play this game with like one bite there, one bite there, but like at the end of the day, you're eating the trafe.
At the end of the day, you do eat the trafe, but you have to just do it in an educated...
It's very interesting how they allow you... I mean, you're
allowed to do it, but you have to do it in this...
If anything, it's
circuitous
like,
way.
Within the Rashba, it could be a little bit more, I guess, on the other side, because, meaning there are some bites that, like, you'll only be eating treif. Like, that will be the essence of that bite.
That will be, but you have a license, because you're doing it for this educated choosing and saying that there's a row. So, you are eating the treif, but you have a heter to eat it. So, at the end of the day, it's mutter. Yes?
So... So it's not a bittul, but it's a heter.
Right. Very good.
By the rush, it's a total bittul. Everything's
exactly.
So.
Okay. So now, to get back to this machaber, when he's talking about a barrier and a chaticha loyal escabeg, it's a terovus of yavish biyavish. That's where the basic takana was. And they made a takana that if it's a barrier, a chaticha loyal escabeg, you can't use that yavish biyavish, either Rashba or Rosh Heter, you can't use it because it's chaticha loyal escabeg. Okay, good. Now I chop it up, the steaks. It's not a loyal escabeg. Now, let's say according to the Rashba, I'll take one at a time. So basically, it's not bittul. It's a heter to eat one at a time because you go basaro, you follow the row.
Even if you chop it up according to the Rashba?
Yeah.
Because then everything's sort of...
Now everything is in regular Yavish B'Yavish. So you do one at a time. I will say, how can you do it? It's the end of the Tarovis. This is not Bittul. This is a different heter. This is a heter of an educated decision. I'm making an educated decision to eat one piece at a time. And therefore I can say the majority... of the pieces is what I'm getting. So it's not a problem. The rule of bittul at the beginning of a tarovis, at the end, is that's a bittul which is being matir and issa, like a blia inside a chaticha. So you can't, make a bittul except at the beginning of that blia. The blia later on changes its dimensions, it's not going to work. That's a bittul of blia. But in the Yavish B'Yavish, according to the Rashba, I'm not making things mutter. I'm saying that I'm eating each one by itself with a rove, that the rove is matter, because I'm saying each piece I'm eating is from the rove, is from the two kosher ones. And the third one that's on the table, I'm not eating it. That's so it's not bittul, it's just going bus a rove, following the rove. As we call this in a halachic language, machriya, gives me the educated decision to do something. So therefore, I can do it even if this thing develops at the end. So at the beginning of this tarovest, I wasn't allowed to. Rabban said, you can't do this with a chaticha loyal escabeg. Okay? But now that we chopped it up, I'm going to do it because it's not bittul, it's been going basarov. So I can go basarov at the end, why not? Yes.
So I don't know if this is going to change anything, but so I believe 2 days ago you mentioned that the Rosh disagreed with the Rashba on how you can do it. Would he have a different opinion
so
on
course,
this?
In the Rosh, it should be no good.
Because it isn't in a bittul.
Right, so it should not work. So the Rav gave a different teretz that maybe we could say that when it was a you were here when it was a chatir chalor miskapan abay, it's not a tarovus at all and becomes tarovus later, so that the Rosh would agree. But this answer is according to the Rashba. So let's read it inside.
Wait, Rabbi.
Yes.
So then even if it wasn't grounded up, it would still be okay?
No, that they made a takana. They made a takana, chti chavar v'skapa beria, don't use yavish b'yavish heterim on that. So they went against the Rashba's heter also when they made that takana. So as long as it's a chti chavar v'skapa in the beria, you can't eat it even according to the Rashba.
But what
happens is when you grind it up, now you can use the Rashba, because now I'm not using a bittul process, I'm using a hachra basarov process.
Hachra basarov.
I'm saying that I'm eating one piece at a time, and this is the kosher piece. I'm not saying it.
But what changed when you grind?
It was originally chtichavar l'skabed. It was a big, nice piece of steak. That you can't, that the Rabbanah don't want you making it mutter anyway. As long as it was a good piece of a steak, they stopped any kind of a heter and a tarovus.
Okay, so now you're applying the logic of, okay, so once it becomes.
Once you grind it up and it's no longer chtichavar l'skabed, now I can apply the logic of an educated hachro, making an educated decision that I'm eating only a kosher piece. I'm going to eat, once it's ground up, I'm not going to eat everything together. I'm going to eat it piece by piece. Separate, separate, separate. So every time I take a bite, which is only partial, I'm going to say what I'm taking out of this yavish be yavish ground up meat. I'm taking out the kosher meat. And the chafed meat is still sitting there someplace else. Okay, so let's read this inside. Page 30, the paragraph, Yeshloma. We're going to give it an answer like this. The Machaber there passed me like the Rashba. The Chetichish Nazav B'Achevus Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Mino Batal Chad B'Trei. Aval Asa Lechol Shlot Shet HaChetichot B'Yachad. When you have a Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Mino 1 and 2, it's okay. But you can't eat them all three together. Now I need all three pieces together. Masha ain kain b'tarovet lach b'yavesh or lach b'lach. But if you have a tarovet of lach b'yavesh or lach, in other words, with a blia, something liquidy got absorbed in something dry or liquid mixed with liquids, so everything is together in a mix. Sheyesh bo samach heta k'neged u'isa. Then mutter lechol kol biyachad. Then you can eat everything, because that's real bittul. But the nir levar, it seems that we should say like this: that the Rashba sover, the Rashba sover, even the bittul yavish biyavish, ainu chal medin bittul berov. It's not a bittul berov. It doesn't destroy what's usher. El medin does lean on baser rov. You follow the rov. It's not explained so well, but anyway. The dafka b'tarovet shel blila, when it's mixed together through some cooking or absorption, shayach loma, then you say shu'isa nisapach li'usata, the isa literally becomes muta, ma'ashein ken k'shiyesh rak tarovet shel sofik. If you have a tarovet of mix up where it's unclear, ma'ashein ken. Let me put the words biyavish, biyavish, mesh. Ein kein biyavish, biyavish. Kishiyesh rak tarovet shel safek, she'ena yadua, eiza chaticha shelefaneinu hi shel issa, veiza hi shel heta. Ein lo mesho issa nishapach lios heta, ala techal din, daz linan basarov. V'lechein osa lechol es kol hachatichot biyachat, debavade ochel issa. Rak muta lechel kol echot bifnei atzmo, mishum does lean on basarov, vitalina dachaticha hi mishela heta, vidom ala din called the parish, meruba parish, bachal harov, medin mevare, lo medin mevata. What's going on is that this rov is just clarifying something and giving you some good educated assumption, but it doesn't mean it's batel. You're not making isser heta according to the Rashba. You're just saying I have a license to take one piece at a time because I have a robe which gives me that permission to take this educated risk. So I'm risking, I might pick the wrong one, but that doesn't make a difference. The Torah gives me shus, I had to go ahead and go bust the robe. Like you find a piece of meat on the street. Most of the stores in the village are kosher. You can say, I can eat it because I don't have to find out anything. I can eat it because the Torah gives me a license to file a roll when I have a suffer.
I think that the way that you wrote it was good, yeah. Then, in the case that it's not butthole. It doesn't mean that now it's kosher. It's just now you're going after the fact that you can make an educated guess that this is.
So it's written on what?
I think so.
Okay, so you guys are the audience.
I understand why someone might read that, but when you explain it,
I'm explaining it. Yeah. So if I put that extra sentence at the end, make it maybe look clear. Anyway, I hope it's clear enough. But you're saying it's fine.
The logic is that a covered piece of meat cannot be mevatel, right?
Because these are separate pieces. It doesn't make sense to say that separate pieces make this other piece butter and becomes kosher. They never were absorbed in one another. They're just sitting at one. So that's what the Rashi says. I don't agree with the Rashi that by magic the two kosher ones make the third one mamish kosher. They're not even touching one another, not absorbed, just sitting in some kind of suffix mixture. And you say, okay, now I eat all three at the same time, according to the Rashi. That's a real sensation. That the Rashi says is too much for me. I can't do that. One at a time, that's okay.
So I'm just confused about what's different about a case where why can't we just apply the?
So then you can do this at the end of a tarovus. You don't have to pinpoint the beginning point of the tarovus. If you're making a bittel to make something awesome mutter, it has to happen at the beginning of a tarovus.
Why can we apply it to a case of where it wasn't?
It's not a suffix. If you cook things together, there's no suffix. There's no question. You're eating treif. Here, one piece at a time, I have a suffix.
I'm saying the case where it did not change shapes.
The original. That's a takana. We don't know why they made that takana. They just don't want. They don't want you to eat this. I understand your problem. It's like the Rashba's logic. In other words, you're saying like this: if yavish be yavish, is the way the Rosh sees it. That it becomes completely batel, then I understand it. I kind of do a banan that something is very chashiv is not batel.
Okay. Yeah.
But according to the Rashi, that yavish b'yavish works with an idea of an educated hachro. You make an educated decision that I'm taking something kosher. So who cares how nice looking the piece of meat is? So I'm taking something that's kosher.
It's still.
I don't know. They made such a takana. The Rashi can't argue. It's a Gemara Mishnah that these things are not batel. All the Rav said was that since the Rashba has that kind of a way of looking at it, it'll work even at the end of a Tarovus. So if you had it originally, Chaticha L'Skabe, so they made a Takon and nothing is matter this. And then it gets ground up, so at the end of the Tarovus, I'll go bust the Rav. Yes?
Why do we have to conclude that the Chara goes like the Rashba?
Because he passes the Befevish and Kuf Tes. He says, Befevish, you can't eat all three. He says, a regular Yavish, you must eat one at a time. You can't eat all three at the same time. It says the black and white, and Kuf Tes, Sif Aleph. The Rosh is a big chiddush that you eat all three at the same time. You see the Mechaber, Kuf Tes, Sif Aleph? He says, Chaticha, Kuf Tes, Simen Kuf Tes, Sif Aleph. I have it on page Kuf Dalet in my. It says Chaticha she'ein uruv l'skabe she'nezav b'cheros nin b'mina yavish b'yavish. And the Rambam explains that ha'inu she'ein nivlal, it's not absorbed. Ha'yis amid ba'atzma, it's a separate piece which is aser. Al she'nezav b'einu makiro. So the Mechaber says chad b'trei bato. One straight, two are kosher, it's okay. Mutal Adam Echad, Mutal Ochlan Adam Echad, one guy can eat the pieces. Kol Achas Bifnei Atzma, every piece by itself. If it's a regular yavish for yavish, it allows you to eat them one at a time.
If I don't know if this is necessary, but let's say it's three people. Are they all allowed to eat it at the same meal, for example?
Oh, three people with vasachas. That's an interesting question that they discuss. And he says black and white there, in terms of Apollo Yochal Shlashtam Yachat. You do not allow one person to eat all three at the same time.
Right. That's the Rashba.
That's the Rashba. Okay. Yesh Misha Osala Ocha Modem Echelech. Some people are more machmir, they say you can only eat, you always have to leave one piece over. One person can't eat all three, even after one after the other.
Whose opinion is that?
Ramah V'chein Yesh Linog. Ramah says that's what I think.
But I mean, is it
which
Rishon? Like we've only heard of two Rishonim.
We only have told Rishonim. Who is this Rishon who says the Yesh Misha Omer? He says it's the Gron of Zvok says. He says it's a Tosfos. It's a Tosfos in Chulin.
Yeah, it says if the
Baragol
is
a Smal,
we'd be
very Tosfos. Right, it's a Tosfos. Okay. Which makes even more sense, right?
That makes a lot of sense.
According to
Rashba's logic, you would just take one out and designate
it
not kosher.
Right, that's what the Ramah brings down. Look at the Ramah there. He says, first of all, I don't think one person should eat all three. He says, leave one over. V'chein yesh lenov. V'yesh machmim. And some say, v'hashtach echad. Throw one away. Leave levet kachovim. I'll give one of them to a guy.
Oh, so not a Jew. Which?
Give one to a guy. I'll throw one into the garbage, and then you're safe.
The next
but
time.
That releases.
He says, "Ve'ain al chumah ba'alma." That's a real chumah. So he would allow two Jews to do it. He would allow. The Rambam says, "I myself would allow two different Jews to eat the three pieces."
Wow.
But I wouldn't. But there's an opinion that says no. You have to give one piece away to a guy. Okay, so your issue is also a discussion. What about two or three people eating it at the same exact time?
Well, isn't that not what the Ramah is referring to, though?
Yeah, he seems to say that's what the Yesh Machmir would say.
Right.
No, they would not allow. Okay, let's go back to where we're at. Back on page 30.
So, before we have an idea where we're creating a new Taroves by chopping it up. So,
right.
Why can't we just say that? Because
let's just finish this off. Good. That's why he says on page 30 at the end, Lagabe Tarovas Yavish Bi Yavish, when you're dealing with this kind of a Tarovas of Yavish Bi Yavish, pieces with pieces, Lo Ich Baslan, we're not concerned, Masai Nishava HaRov, when that rove develops, in Betchilas HaTarovas or Besof, was at the beginning of the Tarovas or at the end, the Davka Lagabe Din Bitu, Hu Damin on the Lo Mahani El Betchilas HaTarovas. The rule that Chilas HaTarovas is necessary is when it's a regular din bittul. Masha'en came the gaba hadin does in on basa rov. But vis-a-vis this din, that you let the rov create an educated decision, yeshlomer, we can say, sha'afim betchila e'ef shalomosul basa rov. Even though at the beginning you couldn't go basa rov, medahavi beria, ochaticha royal eskabed, rak achakach, nishtana mitzius. But then later, the situation changed because they ground it up. Venucha lemezel basa rov, and later on you could go the rov. Azai afpecha haigav nazina basa rov. Even in this case, you do follow the rov. Umeyusha psaka mashulchanoch lagabe bevach tichur eskabich nesrasku. That he says that if they get ground up, you can then eat it. The laachashin is bava chashivu. So once they're not chashiv anymore, chal din nazina basa rov. You use rov as an educated decision. Even though at the beginning of that taroves, we couldn't use rov as an educated decision because of the ber yachtich roelis gabed at the beginning. So that stopped us from using rov. But it's not going to stop us from using rov at the end when it gets changed. Okay? So this is one way out of the problem that the Mechaber is the one who said that if you grind it up, it's okay, because the Mechaber passes the Rashba that you should eat things one at a time. So fine, so that's a very good answer. Okay, in the footnote, I have a problem with the Rush. In footnote number 18, you can read that. Ksasochin, but then there's a problem. This idea of grinding it up and eating it later is a rush. Shitas a rush ishin as abu chatichas isa b'chatichas hetachad betray. Mutal adam echad lechol eskola chatichas b'basachas to isin as habachlios hetach. But the rush says rubbish, you need all three. That means there's a real bittle. Mashma de sovra ta'fil yavish b'yavish hetach tarovus chalmadin bittle. Show is in the sapach lios heta. We come welcome server rush, the mahani bittle afla acha tchilas hatarovas v'tzor chiyin. So now you have a problem because the rush also paskins this din that if you had chaticha or eskabel at the beginning and then you grind it up, you can eat it at the end. But that's against our rule that there's no bittle at the end of a tarovas. You have to say the tarovas changes. That's the second.
It wasn't a tarovas before, now it's a tarovas.
Right, that's the second answer.
Or was it also a tarovas?
It was not a tarovas at the beginning, it becomes a tarovas at the end.
Was chaticha, was the hanur el eskavet, or was the beria?
So there's all possibilities. So let's see what he says. In the footnote, he says one answer. So he says, the tirits, harav agon yab svi shechta. Rabbi Shachter said, "The tochen sharosh cholik al yisod zeh shein bittel chala b'chlis atarovas." Okay, so maybe he doesn't agree with the din that there's no bittel except at the beginning. Okay, b'chein atur cholik al arayv b'nefesh nesom. So he'll disagree with the rule by that chaticha which is in the pot, and you then pull it out. He'll say you can eat it. Oh, yes, Lama, the Rosh Sovish, if Tarovus, yes, and Yavish, be Yavish, yes, none based in him. Or maybe the Rosh says Yavish, Yavish, you have two ideas. You can have a din bittle berov, the din as lean on basarov. Maybe two things are working. There could be a bittle berov. Then a regular case, Lachain, Hechishness battle is a betchilas at Tarovus. A regular case of Yavish, be Yavish, has a bittle at the beginning. Shapamut or the Mechol, Lechol, is called a Chatir Bazan, he all of them, Bevasachas. But let's say there's no bittle at the beginning because it was a chetich roi l'skabed. But when you grind it up, I can use the other din. Follow the educated decision of a rove. In that case, you won't have one person eating it all up. You have to do it one. Maybe the Rosh has two dinim. If you have it at a regular, normal yavish be yavish. Beginning of a tarovus, no, not chaticha or eskabed. Right away, it's chopped meat. Right away, it's ground meat. So then, one person can eat everything.
It's ground up.
If it's ground up from the beginning, but let's say at the beginning it was chaticha or eskabed, so it doesn't have the bittle. But then it gets ground up. So again, there won't be bittle because there's no bittle at the end of a tarovus. But now I'll use the other din of the Rajba. I'll say eat part of it at separately, and I'll get the educated decision of Basarov, and then I won't be able to eat everything for Vasachas. I'll have to eat it like the Rajba, Bezachazen. That's what the footnote says. Maybe the Rosh has both. Maybe in some cases he has Bittel, and without Chaticha Rod Eskabed, a regular mixture of Yavish, Yavish, he has Bittel. Bittle allows one person to eat everything at the same time. However, if it was a chticha royal escapid, so nothing works. But then you grind it up, you can't do bittle because the tarovas can't have bittle at the end. But you'll use in that specific case, you'll eat only one piece at a time, like the Rajba.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So it's difficult because we already established that there's no tarovas because it's chaticha harer not
okay,
skabed,
good, okay.
And it's beria.
I'll put that into the
soup.
You're saying.
It's like so you're not doing it at the end, and we suddenly have to go at the Rashba for the second part. It doesn't work.
Okay.
It doesn't work because that's not even a problem. It's like it's better now because creating a tarovas with the original din of the berov and a tarovas, it's like. It's all mixed up, so you don't have to eat it one by one.
Okay.
And in the first case, what if there are three pieces are whole, two to one, right? Two are kosher, one is not kosher. Then whoever said it's a tarogus of yavish biyavish, right? It is a tarogus. So we could say batal barov, like the original case. Like,
right.
no one ever said down in stone that tarogus has to be lach biyavish or lach balach. There are different types of tarogus.
Okay. Good. Okay, very good. Suyan. Okay, we have all these possibilities. I think we did this possibility.
Could we
move ahead?
Can a person pass him like a rush if they wanted to?
Against the Mechaber and the Rama. The Mechaber is machmir to do like the Rashba, only Bezechazeh. The Rama is even more machmir. He says you can't even eat all three pieces, you have to give one piece to a guy. So to eat all three at the same time.
I mean, what if we grind it together? We're using the rules of Tarovis.
Grind it together, okay. 1 second. No, a regular Tarovis, Yavish for Yavish, it was ground up. The Rashba says you can't eat the whole thing at the same time. You have to eat it partially.
He doesn't consider it a tarogus, really?
No, he says this is not a tarogus of bittel. This is a tarogus of
achar.
This is not a tarogus of bittel. It's only yavish b'yavish. Tarogus of bittel is only absorption. This is no absorption. Your pieces are separated. But that makes it better. There's no bittel.
So
where's
the rush coming from?
He should have l'chatchila
rush.
Yeah.
One.
Rush is very, very, very lenient. He's super lenient, the Rosh.
There's more Rashayla in the Rashba. Why he should, if he really believed like this so firmly, he should pull this, like, get rid of one, call it a day.
Okay.
But why not? Why
okay,
you
have a good point. The Rosh, I've always thought like you that, you know, the Rav makes it a very black and white. The Rosh is this way and the Rosh was that way. But in that footnote, you see that maybe the Rosh also has two things going on. So I'm thinking that even the Rosh probably has two things going on. Not that it's just an educated decision to go bust the road. It's also bittel. Because he lets you eat all three pieces. So at the end of the day, the guy's going to eat all three pieces. Right? Every time I ate one, I made an educated decision. But you know, isn't your stomach turning upside down because you have tray food inside your stomach? Okay, you were permitted to do it each time because each time you said. So there are three pieces. For piece one, I ate like the Rashba. It's kosher. I took it from the two. Piece number two, from the two. Piece number three, from the two. 1 second, there were three pieces. You only ate two? Ate three.
No,
but each time you said, so when you ate, you got to the third piece, what did you say? Oh, the third piece I'm eating now is from the two, it's kosher. But from the first two, has one of them was the treif one. So don't you get a stomach ache that you ate a treif piece of meat? You're from Jew. Doesn't your stomach hurting from that treif poison inside?
No, but it's like the. I mean, maybe it's like. Maybe what I'm about to say is why it's bittel, but it's like what we learned. If there's a bittel, then you're allowed to eat it.
So, in other words, there's a habit. So, therefore, I think at the end of the day, there's a bittel. In other words, what happens is once you eat piece one, piece two, you get the three, that thing in your stomach is mamish mutter. It becomes bittel. When and how, I don't know, but it became bittel. It's hard for me to swallow. That according to the Rav, you're just making educated guesses one after the other. But of course, if it's the same person, at the end of the day, it's paradoxical. We're allowing a person to make paradoxical educated choices.
So maybe I'm not so sure how clear this will be, but is it possible that the bittel goes based off the fact that it's batar barov?
Yes, it's the launching pad is batar barov. And if since Basar Rov,
each individual
creates
a Basar Rov, and then it's bit every single piece is Mubat.
Right, that's what I think is going on. I think it's a Basar Rov, which then creates a Bittel, even according to the Rashba. So that would solve why one person can eventually eat all three. You don't have to bring a guy into this, you don't have to throw one into the garbage. The thing that the Ramah is upset about, the Ramah doesn't like doing this educated 1-1-1, but at the end of the day, it's a paradox. It's not so educated. You look stupid. You ate.
Functionally, what changes if you eat three at once? Like, what's changing really?
Because then when you eat three at once, you can't say that I have a suffix on doing something educated.
You don't have
to bust the road. You just have that bittel option. So that the Rashba says to go straight to bittel, he thinks it is too much.
But
if you do a bust the road one at a time, and you say, oh, that kicks in a bittel.
It's a good point, though. Daniel makes. Meaning what? At that point, why does it matter how you eat it? If it's batar barov, then and the bittel goes based on batar barov, then the second that one goes
right
in.
Right, I hear that. In other words, if I have a busa vov option right there on the table, one at a time, and right. that's going to kick in a bittle, really. So why not eat all three at the same time at right. the end of the day?
It could be like the difference between like the kind of entry card and like the state it's in. Right. Meaning, I guess the card is that it's the heter that allows you to have it, and then once, but then
the rov gives you the heter to do it, and then you have that.
But then,
real bittle, which makes things mutter. Totally mutter.
I guess is it a chetzel or a gavra? Which, yeah.
Okay, right. The Rosh is working more with the chetzel, and the Rosh is working more with the gavra.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Maybe.
Good point, yeah.
Do we throw out the concept of tam? Because, like, it's a min vimino, there is no tam.
1,000% you're eating tam. You're literally eating the tray steak, you're tasting it.
We had such a case before, but when it's min vimino with no tam, it's just a vision.
This is yavish be yavish. This is not.
Those are very specific.
This is a very specific, a piece with pieces, of course. It's a different story.
Can we
nothing to do with tam.
Can we use the concept of what we were talking before about tam? To reduce the ba'in, to get rid of the ba'in of the iser, by when we grind it, we're getting rid of the ba'in of the iser, so it's a whole new thing.
You're not getting rid of anything, just grinding it. You see everything.
Just changing the form.
Right. It's not changing sizes. No, that's not going to work. Yeah.
No, I feel like there is the Rosh, but clearly. There is a point in separating them individually and then seeing that one in relation to the bigger picture, right? So the one that you're eating, suppose it's treif, then it's you go back to rope, meaning you can't know. I don't know. There has to be some... The fact that he says that you have to eat them separately means that he holds that... I don't know if it's batal. Because again,
right.
that's
the
point.
The Rav never said the Rashba has batal. The Rav just said he was a plain basarov, and if a stomach has a stomach ache, so fine. But it's mutter.
Right, but what I'm saying is, when you mentioned previously, where, okay, the first one might be either it's treif, and then the other two are okay, or the first two are okay, and the last one is treif. I mean, I think you have to view... If you're eating them separately, each one has the same status of going back to row.
Okay.
And I don't know.
That's why the Rambam was machmir not to let one guy eat all three.
It's a tough Rashba.
But the Rashba does. And if the Rav just takes the Rashba for simple, he doesn't mind make it too complex, he just says, go back to row.
We have to assume that everyone has legs to stand on, like each opinion.
Sure.
Because the Rush wouldn't just make such a statement, he could have backed it up somehow.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult, by the way, as well.
Okay, I mean, there's obviously they're coming from Gemaras, etc.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll stop here. It's taking a bit longer than I thought, but it's okay. Important.